Welcome to the series by Christopher Peter, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving week. Sincerely hope that you enjoyed your time with your family, friends, with great food, dessert, and football. More football than you normally get on a Thursday night, based on the matchups, about the same quality. Every year, the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions host Thanksgiving games. More times than not, the Dallas Cowboys are the better team, having a better season than the Detroit Lions by the time the Thanksgiving holiday rolls around. But this year is different. Detroit is well positioned to obtain the number one seed, while the Cowboys really need a miracle to make the playoffs. The Detroit Lions hosted the number one overall pick in Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, a game that was a close divisional matchup, where the Lions won a closer game than should have been, where the Bears made it close at the end. But that did not save Matt Eberflus' job, who was let go this weekend. The Cowboys battled the Giants in the Downtrodden Bowl. The Giants, in their second game without Daniel Jones, played a close game early, but eventually Dallas took over and reminded the Giants that even without Dak and a host of others, they still own their division rival. Speaking of owning another team, the Chiefs have dominated their division. On Black Friday, the defending Super Bowl champions won another close game against the silver and black Las Vegas Raiders. The Chiefs are 11-1, like the Lions, but every game is closer than they would like. The big matchup of the week was my Philadelphia Eagles heading into Baltimore to take on the Ravens, facing the biggest test of this season. The Ravens are my pick to represent the AFC in this year's Super Bowl. They are a tough matchup for every team. A physical team that generally plays great defense. The game featured the NFL's two leading rushers with Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. Two backs who found new homes and new success. In this game, Barkley stamped another great performance, leading the Eagles to another victory and helped to control the game after the first quarter. The Eagles are playing great football right now and will have the opportunity to match the win total from last year next weekend. As a fan, I really like the resiliency of this team. They do not have to be a front runner. They can overcome a deficit and play a style that can completely control a game once they get the lead. The Ravens head into their bye worrying about their future Hall of Fame kicker, who is struggling mightily this season. The Steelers gained back their 1.5-game lead in the division, but still have a difficult road ahead. They won against the Bengals this weekend, but they have the Eagles, Ravens, and the Chiefs ahead. The Ravens have a less challenging path as they have already lost to the Chiefs and Eagles. The Bills may be currently the second seed, but are playing the best football in their conference. They played a depleted Niners team who is experiencing what most Super Bowl runner-ups face the following year. But, in a snow game, Josh Allen continued his season of great play. Who would I vote for MVP? I was leaning Allen, but Barkley has the potential for a historic season if his pace maintains. Josh Allen is playing great football, which he always does. The New York Jets have an interesting decision to make. They made a major bet on Aaron Rodgers and it did not pay off. Now, after another loss, they may have to bench the future Hall of Famer. Not the future they envisioned when trading with the Green Bay Packers, somewhat reminiscent of when the Jets bet big on Brett Favre. Week 13 ended with an unexpected great matchup. The Denver Broncos, who are poised to end their streak of 7 consecutive losing seasons and return to the playoffs. The Cleveland Browns, who are struggling mightily this season, gave them a major fight. Jameis Winston and Jerry Jeudy showed out in Jeudy's return to the city that drafted him. Unfortunately, Winston connected too many times to his former teammates. After Week 13, I think the 4 top teams in the league are the Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions, Buffalo Bills, and Kansas City Chiefs. I still think the Ravens can make a run, but it is becoming less likely. Not just because of this week, but they have struggled in other games as well. Even some they won. Now back to college. I mentioned last week about Ohio State's season not really meaning much if they cannot win against Michigan, and they lost their 4th straight game against their fierce rival in the Wolverines. They had every advantage heading into this game, but the Wolverines, who were down this year after losing Harbaugh and McCarthy, the NFL. Texas booked their ticket to the SEC Championship in their first season in the conference, something the talking heads on the worldwide leader in sports said would not happen, but they faced Georgia, who gave them their only loss this year. Could be a very good revenge game. A loss for Georgia may kick them out of the playoff with 3 losses. Notre Dame seems poised to make the playoff field and have been playing great football since their upset loss against Northern Illinois. Really motivated and disciplined lately. They defeated USC, who is not really liking the returns of hiring Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma University. This big story from college was the flag-planting incidents in Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida. Not the first time visitors have tried to plant flags at a stadium, and probably will not be the last. Baker Mayfield's most memorable moment besides the Heisman was probably planting the Oklahoma flag. I do not have a major problem with the act, as college football rivalries are fun, but the players need to avoid descending into a full melee that requires pepper spray. While the use of pepper spray is questionable to the press, it makes sense in environments where the crowd needs to be dispersed and people are hurt. I do like how Billy Napier showed class and took accountability for his team's actions, where Sharone Moore played the both sides approach. Taking the easy way out is not leadership. Being accountable to what is right and wrong regardless of the situation is commendable. We are heading into championship week. Now, the Oregon Ducks will look to retain the top seed in their matchup against number 4 Penn State in the Big Ten championship game. As mentioned earlier, Texas will face Georgia for the SEC, a surprising SMU and Clemson matchup for the ACC title. And Iowa State takes on Arizona State for the Big 12 championship. Boise State and UNLV will battle for the Mountain West. Should be a great weekend of action that will decide the playoff 12. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com.